My father and I didn't get along, but I ate breakfast in the same diner where my father had a cup of coffee after getting off the graveyard shift. These were the days of the generation gap. He sat on one side of the diner by the kitchen door, with the cops and the older blue-collar workers. They'd talk about how much they hated Muhammad Ali, who had refused to go to Vietnam, and Joe Willie Namath. My friends and I had long hair and resisted the war. We were smoking dope and taking acid, and our girlfriends were young and pretty and sexually liberated, thanks to the pill, so they hated us too. One day, my father and I met at the cash register. He was waiting for me when I got outside. "I want you to meet me tomorrow at the bank," he said. "There's something I want to show you. Come about an hour early." We didn't get along, but he was my father, so I did what he said. The bank was at the other end of Wheeler Avenue, but not far from the diner. My great-uncle Tom Colligan worked there as a security guard. Tom had been a cop in town for many years. My father's father had been a cop in town, too, during Prohibition. Anyway, we met at the bank the next morning and walked down Wheeler Avenue toward the diner. The sun was just coming up and nobody was on the street. We got to the corner store at the end of Wheeler Avenue and turned right up Manville Road. The diner was a few steps up the street, and I could see the bread delivery truck parked in front of it. Another car was parked beside it. I knew who the car belonged to. My father walked into the street with me following behind. He stood behind the delivery truck, flung the back doors open, and said to me, "Take a good look. This is the true relationship between crime and law enforcement." Inside was the bakery truck driver, the mafia representative who picked up the money and slips from the local bookie. The bookie worked at the diner and was sitting beside the bread truck driver. In the back of the truck were three village cops. I'd known them all my life. I went to school with their kids. I knew their names. They'd been caught red-handed and their mouths were hanging open. When they started muttering curses, my father abruptly closed the doors. He walked away and went about his business. Me too. The next day, I was back in the diner and nobody said a word. It was like I'd been initiated into a secret society. Most of the people in town had no idea this was going on. They thought the cops give you a speeding ticket. They don't see the cops associating with professional criminals and making money in the process. They believe that when a guy puts on a uniform, a guy who was a bully in school and didn't develop the skills to be a plumber or go to college, he becomes virtuous. But the guys who go into law enforcement relate more to the crooks they associate with on a daily basis than the citizens they're supposed to protect and serve. They're corrupted. The CIA is populated with the same kind of people. Nelson Brigham, whom I mentioned in the previous chapter as the CIA officer who created the Phoenix program, told me this about his colleagues. "I have described the intelligence service as a socially acceptable way of expressing criminal tendencies. A guy who has strong criminal tendencies but is too much of a coward to be one would wind up in a place like the CIA if he had the education." Brigham described CIA officers as mercenaries who found a socially acceptable way of doing these things, and I might add, getting very well paid for it. Occasionally, the cops have to arrest criminals and put them in jail, but it's generally the ones who aren't in the mafia or mafia guys who broke some agreement. If you're black or a minority, you're rarely going to benefit from this accommodation the cops have with organized crime. What I witnessed was mind-boggling. And being 18 years old, I wasn't ready to think about it then. But I did think about it over the ensuing 20 years. And as I started researching and writing, that experience and some similar ones I had got me interested in the underworld, things like the mafia's involvement in the Kennedy assassination. I wanted to learn about those things.